Lord, thank you that your heart bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Thank you that your love never fails. Amen. Mother Claire began, Lord, I love you, I love you, I love you. Beloved spouse of my heart, forgive my lapses and ingratitude. I am so sorry that I am sometimes irritated. Oh, forgive me, dear Lord. I am forever grateful for all your kindness. I miss going to heaven with you. Can we please do that some more? I miss writing music. I miss your sweet face, O love of my life. Please let me look upon it and tenderly kiss it. Forgive me, Lord, for the thoughts and dreams I have that are not edifying. Please wash me white as snow and remove these stains from my mind and heart. Please make me brave and thankful when adversity besets us. You have done for me all that I could have ever asked for and far beyond. Please help me to worship you in spirit and in truth. Help me to write songs that will touch hearts and draw all men to you. Lord, I know I have been impatient and curious rather than seeking you and waiting on you. I have turned to the news that man puts out. I regret my weakness, but am weak and starved for knowing what is going on. Only you can change that. Please satisfy my need to know or take it away. Most of all, create a pure heart in me that prays deeply and from the heart for others. Thank you so very much for the beautiful men and women you have surrounded me with and this loving community. Thank you for your mother who has again made such a difference in my life. Help me, please, to use the time you have given me for your holy will, not for my recreation or for idols. Jesus, I love you. I love you. I do. I worship. I love you. I thank you. Forever and ever be glorified in my heart as I reach out to others. The Lord began, Claire, I have waited long and hard to hear those words from you. I know in truth how much you love me and how your weaknesses disgust you. There will soon come a day when all these defects will exist no more. How I look forward to that day. But I want you to know that I see past these things and know that your heart is burning for me. It gives me endless pleasure and satisfaction to see that, beloved. I know how you have waited patiently, enduring all the trials. I know how you have guarded your faith and longed for my coming. Oh, my beloved, I shall not disappoint you. I come soon amidst great glory and conviction. I think it is a wise idea to write a heart-to-heart letter to the channel. It would be a good time to get them caught up on this current perspective. Claire, they really love you. You are so much like all of them, and their hearts are very inspired by your example. It will do them good. I received the Lord before I went to bed, and I felt like I had been growing distant from him again, and he's probably not real happy with me. So, ho-hum, I guess I'll just make do until I get myself out of the doghouse. A moment after I thought that, just then I felt his presence and saw him to my right. He said, please don't say that about me. Or think for one moment that I am not here. I am not avoiding you, my little, little Claire. I am so happy you received me and are spending some time with me. I wish I could convince you that I wait all day just to be with you. Then you presume I am upset and shy away from perceiving my presence. That's why I am talking to you right now, so this lie can be stopped and ended. It means so much to me when you stay a while with me and long for my company. How do I convince you? Well, you're doing a pretty good job right now. Yes, I am God and far beyond your natural state of understanding, but I still desire fellowship with my bride. That's what we're doing right now, being together. He lifted his eyebrows in a gesture of questioning, almost to say, but do you want to be with me? You know I do, Jesus. The Lord continued, yes, well, the urgency of the day surely wiped you out. But I still enjoy your company, even now when you are beginning to dream, your eyes so heavy with sleep. I just wanted you to know, sweet Claire, you are working very hard for me, and I deeply appreciate it.